Hello, welcome to Reconnect Connection, which is the podcast I'm starting. I would like to start by offering you guys a meditation. So it's a way for me to directly enter into practice and not just theory. So I will first offer you that, and then I will explain and present what the podcast is going to be about, what's the intention behind. So for the meditation, I'm just, for those who have never tried it, don't worry, it's really not about being good at it. It's really not about performance. So just find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed, hopefully. Maybe as quiet as possible. I mean, here, as you can probably hear, there are some birds singing and sometimes different noises from nature, but it's pretty quiet. So if you can find a calm environment, or at least if you can put some headphones on, it can be helpful for your comfort. And for the posture, it's really up to you if you want to be sitting up on a chair or on the floor, or you can also lie down if it gives you more comfort. For starting, I mean, you can meditate really in any position. You can also walk, you can also be standing up. But for this meditation that I'm offering you, I think the best for you is to be completely, I mean, as relaxed as possible in your body. So find the posture that is most comfortable to you. And we're going to start. You just have to listen to my voice guiding you. So we're just going to close our eyes to start with. And I'm going to try to feel the sensation of contact between my body and my support. So maybe a chair, contact of my feet with the floor or the bed. Now just acknowledge the sensation of groundedness. My body being supported by the earth. Really trying to feel the sensation that I have in those parts of my body that are touching the earth, the chair, the bed, and how they can really let themselves be supported, how they can allow the contact to be made fully. And then slowly I'm going to draw my attention to my breath. So when I inhale, I can feel the air coming into my nostrils. And when I exhale, I can feel the air going out. Inhale and exhale. And you don't have to try to modify your breath. Just observe. Observe it the way it is in this moment, Maybe it's long, or maybe it's short. Maybe it's deep, or maybe it's shallow. Whatever form it takes, just acknowledge it, observe. Don't try to change anything, because your breath does its work. And if in this moment it's a certain way, just let it be that way. You can also observe the breath through the belly that is rising when you inhale and falling when you exhale. You really see the link between the breath and the body with this beautiful belly movement. Very natural, the same, you don't have to change anything, just observe. And if you get distracted, which will happen, you can get distracted by the noises, by your thoughts, maybe by some pain in the body, some emotion. It's completely normal to get distracted, because our mind is made in a way that it jumps from one thing to another, and it analyzes, and it loves to create, to imagine. So that's a quality of our mind that is so useful in our lives, when it can really help us to be creative and to be imaginative and to think and solve problems. But in this moment we try to bring it back so that we can really be in more of an observer posture and not as much an analyzing posture or in an imaginative posture. We just want to be humbly observing what's going on here. So every time that we get distracted, we just very gently, when we realize that we're gone, we just very gently bring the mind back, bring the attention back to the breath. Very simple, inhale and exhale. I'm going to guide you through a short body scan. So the idea is that I'm going to mention different parts of the body, and every time I mention one, you can just put the attention there and observe the sensations in that part of the body. And yes, just observing, not trying to do anything with them. So just going to start by feeling our feet. Maybe they're on the ground or on another surface, but we can feel where they are in contact with the floor. Feel the sensations there under the feet. Also in the toes, and we can come up to the ankles and feel sensations there. Is it pulsation? Is it vibration? Maybe you don't feel much at all, and in any case it's fine. You don't have to feel a certain way. You can just observe and notice where you have sensation. It can be very subtle, as it can be very raw. It really depends on the moment and on your body. So going up, you can put your attention on your shins and calves. Allow the sensations to express. And you can feel on your knees, the back of your knees, your thighs, all their sides, inner, outer, front and back. Just let the sensations exist this moment. Then you find your bottom, which is probably in contact with the floor, or the chair, the bed. You feel that contact and let your bottom be completely in contact. Feel the contact. And feel all the sensations in that part as well. Moving to the hips and the pelvic area. You can observe sensations there. Is there heat, intensity, or is it numb? Or is it subtle vibration, tingling? And slowly moving up to the belly, rising and falling with the breath. Notice how does it feel in this belly? All the organs working or resting, but always there to help us go through the day. Intestines, stomach, the liver, spleen, all those organs concentrated in this beautiful belly of yours. And while feeling the sensations, we can really acknowledge this feeling of gratitude that we have a body and we have organs that are functioning, helping us to live this moment and this moment and this moment, to be in the present while they are working for the next moment to be possible. You can go up and feel the ribs and the chest, and then you come to the heart area, the middle of the chest. You have the energetic heart, so you can really feel if it's present. Feel the sensations there. Maybe feel the beat of the heart. And thanking the heart because it's always pumping day and night for us to be experiencing this moment and the next one as well. The vital, one of the vital organs which is defining our rhythm, physical, emotional. So you're just feeling this heart pumping through the body, maybe subtle, maybe more noticeable. Doesn't matter, it's still there. Then we're going to bring the tension up to our shoulders. We're going to feel sensations there and going down slowly to the upper arms, biceps and triceps, and then to the elbows and to the lower arms, inside and outside, the wrists and the hands. And in the hands we can feel the palms and the fingers, all the fingers. And as always, we're just noticing the sensations in the hands. Maybe there is tingling, heat, or maybe you don't notice much at all and it's completely okay. Then we're going to move to our backs, the lower back. Really acknowledge the sensations there. Maybe there is tension, or maybe it's a little bit difficult to feel some subtle sensations. We're still just putting our attention there. And going up, thanks to the column, we can go up with our attention. Feel the mid-back and the sensations there, and still going up slowly through the column and feeling the upper back, the shoulder blades, going back to the shoulders, to the neck, back of the neck and front of the neck, what sensations are present. Just observing as always. And also reconnecting with the breath at some moments, just to make the link between the breath and the body. And then we come to our face, lips, you can feel the jaw, maybe it's clenched, maybe it's holding tension, and we observe the sensations in the jaw, cheeks, in the nose, the eyes, inside. The eyebrows, temples, and the forehead. Observing sensations that are changing all the time. And we're coming up to the skull, top of the head, just feeling our hair in contact with the skin of the head, and feeling on the top of the head as if we had a little string holding us up, feeling drawn to the sky as we are planted on the earth, like a tree, like a plant. And now that we've explored the body, the sensations of the body, we can come back to our breath and just stay there with that feeling of the whole body here, present. And as always, maybe we have and we had some distraction in our mind, some thoughts, some pain, some noises. Doesn't really matter, just acknowledging that it's there and coming back, the breath, the bodily sensations, just to our presence here, physical presence. With every breath, you can feel how alive we are, how each moment is being offered to us gracefully, mysteriously. Exhale. Inhale, feel this air coming in and going out without you needing to do anything. Just let it be as it is. Trust that your body knows what you need. And feel the pleasure of being alive. Fully alive. Breathing in, breathing out, going to slowly start moving our fingers and our toes just to wake up the body and prepare to come back to the visual reality. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes slowly at your rhythm. And thank you very much for trusting me and following my guidance in this meditation. Now I'm going to take time to talk to you guys about the podcast. Thank you so much.
Enjoyed this moment of meditation. It's really a pleasure for me every time to offer that kind of practice, because it has helped me so much in my daily life. It has really helped me to reconnect in a very practical way to my body, to myself, my emotions, my sensations. So I'm so grateful that I got to meet that practice and now that I am able to share it with you guys. So the purpose of today's episode is just to present the intention of the podcast, what it's going to be about, why am I doing it? What's the link with my life, maybe a little bit, just so that you get a little glimpse into what's going to happen next. So my intention behind this podcast is really to bring out and share to the world some experiences, some life experiences, some stories. But I really want to do it in a unique way, which will be, I hope, authentic and spontaneous, because that's really the way I like to have conversations, even though they can be very deep and very profound. It doesn't have to be too calculated, too prepared, and I think it's really better when we just set ourselves free as speakers and allow ourselves to just be natural and be who we are. So I know that it's not that easy to bring the conditions so that the person would be comfortable enough, but I hope that with the people I have chosen or the people I will talk with in those conversations will be ready to open up. So then I'm coming to the type of content that we're giving. So it will be conversations, one-to-one conversations with me and another person that I want to focus on. I want to focus on their story. And it won't be very prepared. The main question that will guide the conversation will be how did you reconnect with yourself, and more precisely what practices or what experiences have really impacted your path, have really helped you to be more in touch with yourself, with your internal power, internal strength, or with your insides. I think one of the things it's coming from is, I mean, the idea is coming from also is that we live in a world that is going so fast and that is so much focused on the outside. And we have so many distractions nowadays that are bringing us outside of ourselves and are really not allowing those moments of introspection. All those activities that we can do, all those media that are dictating our thinking, and the way our minds are working is really so influenced by this outside world. And that's not a bad thing per se if we also have our inner balance, if we also have a relationship with ourselves, some intimacy inside, and if we know ourselves, then we can really choose what we're doing outside and what we are accepting and not accepting in our world. So I think it's a very important topic to to focus on, the fact that reconnecting with oneself is not just about being selfish, being like self-centered. It's really about reconnecting in general, reconnecting to our ego, I mean our story, and understanding it and being more compassionate towards ourselves is really helping us afterwards, or even during this process, to reconnect with others, in our relationships and our close relationships, to reconnect with nature, to reconnect with the world and what's going on, and how we can act from a more centered place. So it's really not a closed topic conversation. It's really something that is starting inside within and then beaming outside. So that's really the intention behind the podcast. So yeah, it will be soul to soul conversations, I guess, as much as we can. I will be interviewing one person at a time, or having it. I don't really like the term interview because I'm not really interviewing. I aim at also being able to share my experience during those conversations, so it won't be like one-sided. It will pretty much be a natural conversation. Actually, this idea of doing a podcast, I have had it for a number of years, but not really like, I didn't really think about how it could be shared, but I thought after I had an amazing conversation of, I don't know, 1 hour with a friend on a profound topic, on something that's really touching me, I would be like, oh, but I would have liked to, I mean, I've enjoyed this moment, and I think the other one too, but I would really like, I would have liked to have the recording so that I can listen to it again and enjoy again this incredible exchange that we've had. And yeah, there was kind of this frustration this yearning for going a bit further and maybe being able to retrace the journey that we've been on during the conversation and to, I don't know, maybe transform it, write it, share it with other people, make the reflection more substantial and not just in the air, you know? Even though we are on air, we say when we are recording something. So yes, it's really coming from this very genuine and a little bit naive place, maybe, of just wanting to share authentic conversations. And I know that it's certainly not as authentic when we know that we're recording, but we will do our best because that's really the point for me. Okay, so I'm just going to look a little bit at my notes because I want to touch on a few points, specific points, in this introduction. But basically, yeah, it's coming from a very personal place. Here it is. No, I'm looking for it. Yes, here it is. It's coming from quite a personal place, and also from all the amazing people I've met during those last years. And I want to share also a bit of their experience. So it will be very focused, very much focused, I think, on inner work or inner discovery, self-discovery, digging into our psychology, our relationships. And it's really about inspiring you to be more confident and to listen to yourselves, because I mean we hear so many things, we read so many things that are giving us advice, but I think there is nothing that is more tailored to your situation and to your story than your own advice. The advice you would give to a friend, for example, is the advice that you're actually giving to yourself. So try to listen a little bit more, that inner voice, that inner wisdom that you have. I know you have it, every single one of you. And I mean, this podcast is about inspiring you to dare being who you are, to dare being different, being awkward, being weird, being just perfectly imperfect, you know. Because we want to show you guys in this authenticity, we want to show you guys that yes, we have gone through a path, and we have worked some things out, and we're feeling better than I don't know, a few years ago. But it really doesn't mean that we're perfect. It really doesn't mean that we're settled. We're always walking on that journey, and also we want to show that our experiences are not just positive, like they're not just everything perfect. It's raw, it's human, to show you that we are human beings too, and that we have struggles, and every one of us have struggles. So you don't have to see that, to think that we are some kind of idolized people who don't experience pain anymore, or who don't have difficult times, because it's not true. And then you can really be inspired to love yourselves more, because even though you think you're flawed, or because anyway we're all humans, and it's just about supporting each other in that journey, and being humble in growing up and going forward, moving forward, because that's all we can do. Walk, you know, we just walk and we see how it happens while we're walking. So I hope you will like to walk with us. Because it's really a walk, and can be slowed sometimes. Sometimes you fall, sometimes you're really quick and you think that everything is flowing. So it's really about being curious and discovering your own journey that is unique. I think that's one of the aims of the podcast, is to show you that every person that I'm going to talk to, every episode will be completely unique and about a very special experience, a very special practice that person wants to share with you, and why it has transformed their lives, why it has helped them to reconnect with themselves. And then if you're curious about that practice, if you feel like something is resonating, you can explore and see, oh, maybe I could try that practice. Or maybe if it's about an experience like traveling, for example, maybe it inspires you to go and travel, and or to dare traveling because you've desired it for a long time, and you haven't had like the push to do it. So it's just to inspire you and not to force anything, or to say that we have the truth or anything. It's really more humble and honest. So yeah, I'm just going to go into I'm going to go into the different topics that we're going probably to explore, at least those that I would like to explore within those conversations. One of them is meditation. You've already experienced, if you did the little practice before, that it's something that directly reconnects you with yourself. The first time that you do it, you already feel it, and it's kind of powerful. I think I want to talk about it because it has made so many changes inside me and in my life, inside and inner and outer life, I would say, that I really want to share it. It's so important to me. So I want to share it now. I want to talk a little bit about about how it's not just about the practice, like the formal practice, it's also a full like mindfulness, a full way of living, a full lifestyle. That's the word. So yes, hopefully we talk about meditation. I think about different practices that are linked to meditation, and we will talk probably about relationships, and I want to talk about a practice that is called nonviolent communication that is really powerful. It's like a process that, yeah, I'm going to go further on what it is when we talk about it, but I think it's really, really very, very powerful, and I want to share that. It has really also had an impact on my life when I discovered nonviolent communication. It has helped me a lot in my relationship to myself, in understanding the way I function, and in making peace with myself. And I mean, it's still an ongoing process, but it's really helping me. And also, it has helped me a lot in my relationships and clarifying things and understanding what I was looking for and the way I can communicate it. So yeah, a lot of learning with that. So I want to explore that maybe with you guys. I mean, those are my topics. Of course, there are other subjects that are going to be touched upon that are not like specifically my realm, but that are like that the people I'm going to talk to are can be passionate about or expert on, kind of. I want to talk about confidence. I want to talk about leadership. I think it's really in the middle of this whole topic of reconnection, because once you reconnect to yourself, then you have more clarity on your impact in the world, on your impact on others. You're more confident in general, even if you still are vulnerable and know maybe your wounds and know your limits, you can still accomplish more while respecting yourself. And that's very linked to mindfulness and nonviolent communication. So that's one topic that I want to cover. I mean, it's not easy to cover all about confidence, but I guess we can talk a little bit about it, and through the experiences and the life stories, we'll certainly touch upon that. Of course, there are many different ways of approaching mindfulness, reconnection, and those aspects of inner work. So I guess we'll talk about different ones of those gates, of those doors that we can choose, because the people I'm going to talk to are every single person has their own story, and some of them went through writing or drama or went through clown or philosophy, and every one of those gates has its meaning and its reason for being in that person's journey. So it's really interesting that we're going to use those experiences or practices to see, oh, that's how you rediscovered yourself, that's how you reconnected to yourself. So there is no standard, like you don't have to meditate sitting, you don't have to do yoga to be able to reconnect to yourself. You don't. Sometimes it's art, sometimes it's sport, sometimes it's a travel, an experience, sometimes it's a tragic event like death, like illness. It can be anything, really. So that's really the openness I want to give to the podcast, is that it really can be anything that can reconnect us to ourselves. And it's also to give you guys some hope and some trust that you will find, or if you haven't already found, or maybe if you're lost in between all those practices, you will find your own way of reconnecting to yourself. And you can try different things, and you can really focus on how you feel when you're doing this practice, when you are having this experience, and focus on the relationship between you and this experience is really going to help you with, okay, maybe this isn't what's helping me most, or maybe this is interesting. And being curious, staying curious is really the point of all this, because we are ever-changing creatures. So what we need at some point may be different from what we need in another moment. So that's the idea. We'll probably talk a little bit about society issues, I mean, or topics, because I think it's important to also touch upon some influences that we've had, and probably if we talk about conditioning and the things that influenced us to a certain way of thinking, we will certainly talk about the institutions and the way society brought us to disconnecting from ourselves. So that necessarily we'll have to talk about a little bit about society things, and that's important because that's part of our human life. I don't really know yet how and what topics we'll touch upon. Maybe it will have something to do with preserving our environment, even I don't really like the world environment, but like preserving our earth, taking care of that, understanding how the world is functioning at the on the human society realm. trying to understand the links between our inside, our minds, our structure of the mind and the structure of the system we're living in. And I think it's pretty interesting topic, so we'll probably touch on that in some way. And what else? I guess I just wanted to say that I will probably talk a bit more about my experience, but one of the ways that I reconnecting with myself, I have had different moments. I think one of the practices has been music for me. I'm a musician, I play the violin, and also now I sing and I compose and write songs. And I think it has always been a way of reconnecting, and writing as well. But I think there is a distinction between when you're reconnecting to yourself like daily, but not really knowing that you're doing so, and then when you realize that it's really helping you and that you really can't live without it. And I think I had this consciousness, I don't know, I think in my teenage years, I realized that it was really difficult for me to live without music. I could not stop studying music, I could not stop practicing music. So it was really vital for me, and then I think I also, with my teacher who is so passionate and so makes really the link between the inner world and the instrument, the relationship with the instrument as a channel, he really helped me to see that my psychology, my inner world was really being was unfolding thanks to the practice of music. So yeah, I think that was one thing. And then I had a more conscious even more conscious realization when I discovered yoga and meditation, and that I saw something inside myself, and I started to be very curious about what was further, deeper than just my mind, my psychology, what was like below, if there was something below that psychology, that accumulation of experiences. And yeah, we could call it the soul. I don't really know how to call it. But yeah, and then it has become like a very different kind of quest, like more conscious, and but with a lot of ups and downs, and I'm still very very human and very prone to every human behavior, every human psychological tricks and things. So you will see during the recording. And I think one thing I wanted to say, like just to finish with, is that I will talk a bit more about my experiences. I think travel has been one of them, really important. And I will talk more about that with the other people when we have the conversations. But yeah, one important thing is that, well, right now you're hearing me in a certain tone, with a certain voice, in a certain language, and it's really shaping the way you probably perceiving me. But it's a very specific moment, so as I was saying, we're ever-changing creatures, so at some other moment I might have a different tone of voice, I might be more accelerated, I might be less calm, kind of, be more joyful, because, I don't know, I feel I have a certain type of voice, and probably depending on the people I'm with, I will have a different voice, and that's just a metaphor to show you that there is one topic I really want to talk about, and we'll probably talk about, is just I'm diverse, and what's inside me is very complex and very layered, so I just want to break this taboo or this complex that we may have, like this bad feeling that we may have about ourselves, like, oh, I'm two-faced or something like that. Sometimes people tell me, oh yeah, because you're Gemini, because I'm Gemini, I'm two-faced. And I'm like, no, I mean, I think we're all very diverse inside. We have many parts, we have many stories that have shaped our personality, and that make us very layered, and we have a lot of people inside. So yeah, we'll talk about that. It's also very linked to nonviolent communication, because there is something else that's called internal family system that is talking about this inside, this inner system, this inner family that we have with all the little parts of us that are talking. You know, when in our heads, sometimes we have conversations, we have fights and conflicts. And yeah, it's just all about that diversity, and it's beautiful. It's just recognizing it, accepting it, loving it, starting to get to know it better, and to just enjoy it as well, because it's kind of fun to have this complex inner world. So yeah, that was one of the topics I really want to talk about. But yeah, basically, I think I'm good. I'm done. I think I talked a lot. Oh, not that much. It's fine. Yeah, I think I talked a bit fast. Maybe that's why it's not that long. Yeah, I think that's one topic. And another one is probably my travels that have completely opened me to new sides of myself. And that's really, yeah, with the idea of being diverse. I mean, discovering that I can adapt to another culture, that I can find the resources inside of me to be really open-minded and to be really, like, different, to have a different attitude, to have a different way of thinking. That's completely crazy. I lived in Colombia for 1 year last year, in 2018, and I think it was one of the most transformative moments of my life, honestly, because it's such, everything is so different from how it is in France or in Europe in general. And I mean, I lived also in London for 1 year. I think it was four years ago, and it has been very, very transformative as well, but more because I was leaving my city and my country for the first time for a long period, and I was not under the influence of my parents anymore. And I think here with Colombia it was different, because it was not the first time, so I had already started the journey to myself and to discovering what's inside, But I hadn't been exposed to such a different culture and such a different system for such a long period of time. So that has been incredible for self-discovery and just unfolding parts of me that I didn't know existed. So I think travel will be a nice topic to touch upon, and I have different people in my list that will probably be very happy to share about their traveling experiences, because I think for everyone that has spent quite a long period in a country and been exposed to local people and local way of life, for everyone that has lived that, it's very transformative, it's very special, and you don't come back like you're not the same. You feel like you're not the same, but I think you're the same. You just explored new parts of you. I mean, you explored new things that you hadn't seen before, and that's so. I mean, I'm so passionate about that. I think it will be a good part of our discussions. Yeah, I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to do this podcast. I'm so grateful that I have so many incredible connections around the world with people that inspire me and that I'm going to have conversations with, and yeah, that I get to share them with you. So if you like this episode, please give me a little review. If you want to, I don't know, it's like you put some stars, you can also put a comment and share it around you if it inspires you, if you feel like it can be interesting to other people you know. And yeah, and it will support the rest of the adventure to continue. That's it for now, and I wish you a very good day, and I'll see you soon. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.